Scientists at SUNY ESF in Syracuse have been trying to bring back the American chestnut tree for decades. 3 to 4 billion of the trees were destroyed by blight in the first half of the 20th century. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, researchers are getting close to bringing back a blight-resistant American chestnut.
ESF Professor William Powell says one of every four trees in eastern forests were American chestnuts before blight destroyed them in the first half of the 20th century. He's been working since the 80s to genetically engineer a tree that would survive the blight. All that work is nearing an end, with scientists going through a final regulatory review process right now. When it's done, most likely within the next year, then the chestnut trees can be planted. Powell says they're ready for that, with thousands of seedlings already in the ground in upstate New York.
When you finally get approval, we're not going to be saying, oh, now we got to start from ground zero and say, okay, now we got to start producing some trees. We want to actually have some trees that people can take, and be trees that will be either one-year-old or two-year-old, maybe even three-year-old trees.
Beyond bringing back an iconic American tree, Powell says the process of genetic engineering in plants that brought back this tree can be applied to others, like the elm or the ash, that have died off due to blight or insects.
And this can come kind of be as a model of a new tool that we can use to try to rescue some of these trees before we lose them completely.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.